the Rebbe Shir, that in order to calculate the year, you look at the Milut of this Rosh Hashanah, look at the Milut of next Rosh Hashanah, and now you're able to figure out what type of year it is. You look at the Kriyas Hashanah, when is Rosh Hashanah, is it Hei Chav Zayin, is it Hei Shin Aleph, is it Hei Ches Aleph, and so on and so forth. There is one practical nafkamina of the Milad of a particular Chodesh, which means that I do need to know the Milad of, let's say, this month is Chodesh Tammuz, in order to calculate when one could say Kiddush Levana. Because we know Kiddush Levana is Kibum Kavu Chodeshina, and Halacha is, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin of Membeis, speaks about on Heichan Kiddush Levana, to when could you say Kiddush Levana, and the different shitas, and it works its way through the Rishonim. The Maharil, who was a Rishon, said that the Saif's mind of Kiddush Levana, and this is the Ramah, and we'll appreciate what he says, Ad Chatsi Chavtas Yudbeis Hashtag. This is the Ramah in Sinatav Chavvah, which is called Kiddush Levana, and this is Sif Gimel.
Maharil the Rishon?
And you'll see that. What's that?
Maharil the Rishon?
The Maharil is a Rishon. The Maharil. Maharil was also known as Chubas Ashkenazis. Right? The Maharil lived in, I believe, Germany. And he's called Chubas Ashkenazis. So Zakhar Ramah brings the Maharil that Kiddush Levana could be said Ad Chatsi Chav Tas Yud Beis Tafsad. Now, if you look at that halacha, you say, what does that halacha mean? So we know what that means. We know very well what it means. Because forget about Chatsi for a minute, but what does Chav Tas Yud Beis Tafsad mean? It's 29 days, 12 hours, 793 halakim. Which is also known as 44 minutes and one chelak. That's what this is equivalent to. So Kiddush Levana could be said as long as the moon is still getting bigger and bigger, you have the ability to say Kiddush Levana. How long is that? That's until halfway through this period of time. You go all the way back to the picture that we had on page one. So the moon goes around the moon goes around the sun. On Rosh Chodesh, it's directly between the earth and the sun, and it takes 29 days, 12 hours, 793 halakim to go all the way and make one complete circuit. So that means, when is the moon getting bigger and bigger? The moon is getting bigger for half of this time. Very simple cheshbon. If it takes 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, so it will take half that amount of time until it's a full moon. What's half of 29 days, 12, 44 minutes? The answer is 14 days, 18 hours, and 22 minutes. And half a chelak, but if you waited till that last second, literally, right, it's probably too late. To, theoretically, you have an extra 1-point-something seconds, right, which is half a chelak, which is going to drop that because it's such a small amount. Okay, so the latest time one can take Kiddush Levana has nothing to do with the day of the month. Some people say, well, I can say until Tezvav, right? That's wrong. It has nothing to do with the day of the month. It has to do with the Shas HaMailin. We're going to see a little bit later a case where you could say it as late as Yud Zayin, theoretically. There is such a Hanky Timsa. As late as Yud Zayin of the month, you could still say Kiddush Levana. There is such a case. You're way past halfway through the month. But it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the Mailin. If you have a late Mailin, you can say it later. If you have an early Mailin, you can say it earlier. Okay? That is the halacha. Now, so therefore, if they announce the Mailin to be at, let's say, for example, the Mailat is at 2 p.m. Let's say it's at 3 a.m. on Monday morning, and 3 a.m. at, let's say, 3:30 a.m. on a Monday morning. How much time do you have to say Kiddush Levana? What's the latest time you can take Kiddush Levana? 14 is the Shas HaMailin. They announce the Mailin will be at 3 o'clock in the morning, Monday morning. What is the latest time to say Kiddush Levana? It's 14 days later, which is 2 weeks. 18 hours. So what's 18 hours after 3:30 a.m.?
Tuesday morning.
That's going to be... No, not quite. It'll be 21... Okay, 9:30 and 22 minutes, so that's 9:52 p.m. on a Monday night. So this will be the size of my Kiddush Levana 2 weeks later.
Is that 9:52?
Is your goal for it? Oh, we'll get to that. We'll first with Ramah. Well, we're going to elaborate on that a lot. But at this point, the Ramah says, I have a Chatzin Chav test. Let's assume you're Eretz Yisrael for simplicity. The Maimonides is at 14 days, is at 3:30 a.m. Monday, you have up until 9:52 p.m. on Monday to say it. Now, theoretically, if the Maimonides was at Sunday, let's say, at midnight, let's say at 10 p.m., Sunday night, 18 hours later is going to be 4 p.m. on Monday, right? You can't take it to the bun at 4 p.m. on Monday because it's the sun is up, even in the winter. That doesn't matter. There's halacha. You can only say Kiddush Levana when it's dark. You only have to say Kiddush Levana when it's dark. When it's light outside, it has to be dark enough to be men. And the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is, it has to be tzeisek hachavim bervadai. That's a similar lashon. I'm not quoting verbatim, but it has to be dark. Now the minig is, people are a little bit makel on this, people in shul, I'm not sure the smach, but there are shuls when they don't milch and marav back to back, they go outside after marav, and it's really maybe 20 minutes after shkia, and some people say kiddush levana. Really, you're supposed to wait until really tastes like a chava, which would be, you know, 40 some odd minutes after shkia. People are makel. Tisha B'Av, you have it, comes out, interesting. Tisha B'Av, you'll marav a little bit early, you come outside, it's still really Tisha B'Av. People are saying kiddush levana. Really, you're supposed to wait till gets dark. So again, you could be Simon Chan Sheet, that's the whole Benesh Mashiach says earlier. But in other words, if the Maimonides is Monday at 4 p.m., that's a joke. It's not going to be Monday. Really, that means the Seif Kiddush Levana will be early Monday morning. Right? In other words, Sunday night is your last night to say Kiddush Levana. You have all night Sunday night to say Kiddush Levana up until, let's say, Alas HaShachar, maybe a little bit later, until there's a lot of light where you're not being Nana from the ore of the moon. Okay, that is the din of how Kiddush Levana works. Now, in order to understand that, the question someone brought up, is this Eretz Yisrael, or what if you're at a different place in the world? What's halacha then? So there are really two steps here in understanding the sugya of the Seif Kiddush Levana for the location where you're in. And in order to understand that, we have to discuss the time zones. If you look on page 11, there's a map of the world, which we spoke about when we addressed the international dateline. Put that aside for a moment.
Well, is that the time? This is a Maalat day. Is that a Maalat over here or a Maalat over here?
That's a Maalat occurs. The Maalat occurs when it's. Reb Henkin speaks about this in the Eretz Yisrael. And first we're going to say Reb Henkin, and then we're going to say Reb Chaim Kuczynski. Reb Henkin. Really, the Shas HaMailad is one moment wherever you are in the world. In other words, the alignment of the sun, the moon, and the earth is at one given moment. It's at one split second. That's the Shas HaMailad. So when they announce the Mailad is at, let's say, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the Mailad at Zion, 5 o'clock, Monday afternoon, that is Yerushalayim time, which we're going to have to really define also. But that is really Yerushalayim time, and therefore, what time is it here? It's here, it's 10 a.m. So in other words, the time Chazal used for declaring the Mailad, which is of course the basis when we say Rosh Hashanah, you know, Mailad Zaken. When the Mailad is afternoon, so Rosh Hashanah is pushed off. Afternoon, whose time zone? So it's Yerushalayim, right? So if we say the Mailad occurred at 11 a.m. on Monday morning, and Rosh Hashanah is going to be on Monday, that's going to be, what time was it here? It was 4 a.m. here. Right? That's Pasha. Abazai, if that's the case, Zakt Reb Henkin, that means if the Shas HaMailah, again, the amount of time, we say 14 days, 18 hours, 22 minutes. And a half a chaluk, right? That's half the zman. That's if you're in Eretz Yisrael. You take the Mailad and you add this amount of time. But technically, if you're in Baltimore, the time was really 7 hours earlier, which means if the Mailad is going to be at 5 a.m. on Monday morning, what is the Seif HaKiddush Levana? Well, for Eretz Yisrael, I add 18 hours and I get 11 p.m. 2 weeks later, 22 minutes, 11:22 p.m. on Monday night. But well, let's look at Baltimore. In Baltimore, when the mullet occurred at 5 a.m. on Monday, what time was it here?
12.
It was 7 hours earlier. It was only 10 p.m. in Baltimore on Monday. That was the time over here. Which means I have 14 days and 18 hours and 22 minutes, not from 5 a.m.
It's only on Sunday night.
Sunday night, right. Sunday night. 10 p.m. Sunday night. That means I have 14 days, 18 hours, and 22 minutes from this time to say Kiddush Levana. How much time is that? So I would come now to 4 p.m. Sunday, which again, as we said, 4 p.m. Sunday 2 weeks later, which means you're not going to see Sunday night. You're in Baltimore. It's too late. Not too late. In Eretz Yisrael, they could say Kiddush Levana till 11 p.m. Monday night.
We give it to Motzei Shabbos.
I'm sorry, hold on a second. What were they saying about
Motzei Shabbos?
No, 4 p.m. Monday, I'm sorry. You have, in Eretz Yisrael, if you're in Eretz Yisrael Monday night, you can say Kiddush Levana until 11:22, which means if you go to Moshe Maariv Binyamin, you'll be able to chaperayim that night of Kiddush Levana. But if you're in Baltimore or New York, then you're not going to be able to say Monday night, because the Sefer Tzvi is at 4 p.m. Monday. But 4 p.m. Monday, you go outside, it's still broad daylight. That's your last chance, so you lose out. So the last chance to say Kiddush Levana here will be Sunday night, because it's not good. Now sometimes it could be a difference between here in California. I mean, if we move this time and we say that instead of 5 a.m. we make the mullet at 8 a.m., let's say it's the winter time, in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to have 18 hours later, which is going to take them up until 2 a.m. Monday night, which is really 2 a.m. Tuesday. In Baltimore, that's going to be 7 p.m. Monday night. So in the winter, you will be able to say Kiddush Levana. If you cop the early minion, right, you go outside and cop Kiddush Levana before 7 o'clock. But if you're in California,
it's only
4 p.m. And then they can't say it, so they'll lose out. Right? So in other words, it really depends on your location. This is what Reb Henkin says in the Eidus L'Yisrael. It's also reprinted in the Nezer's Torah Luach. To make it easier on yourself, instead of changing the time and then adding it back, what you do is, if you say for Baltimore, the Seif Man Kiddush Levana is 14 days, 11 hours, and 22 minutes after the Mailat. Right? Because what you're doing is, you're just basically, you look at the Mailat and you subtract 7 hours from that 18 hours of time, because you've gone back, right? So what you do is, you just, instead of adding the 18 hours, you add 11 hours, so that works. If the Mailat was at 10 p.m., so what time can I say Kiddush Levana? I have up until 14 days later and 11 hours later, which would be
9 a.m.
Which would be 9 a.m., which of course is not going to work. But if the Mailat was at 5 a.m. on Monday, so what time can I have? You have to 11 hours later, which is 4 p.m. Right? And if you live in California, your Seif Man Kiddush Levana will be 14 days, 8 hours and 22 minutes later. That is what the Eidus L'Yisrael Reb Henkin says. Fine. Now, Rabbi Chaim Tukashinsky chops off the Mormons. Rabbi Chaim says like this, who in his Sefer, he wrote many Sforim on Zmanu. He says like this. He says, in order to appreciate this discussion, we have to understand the concept of standard time. What is standard time? And you know, what is time? What time is it? Right? Well, it's 9:04. Well, who says? Who made that time up? So the answer is as follows. Time really is defined by going outside of 4 days of the year. One of them is December 25th. Just happens to work out astronomically. And when the sun is at the highest point in the sky, which means it's on the southern sky, it's 12 noon. Right, there are 4 days a year. If you ever look at a globe, you'll see an eight like this, and the days here. And what happens is, if you want to see a picture of that, actually, it's not a picture here. But this figure eight will show you days of the year, and the days up the middle means that, again, it's not a good picture, but the 4 days. And then in those days, it's noon when the sun is at the highest point in the sky. Because every day the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. At noon, it's at the highest point. It's at the due south, highest point, and starts working its way down. That is the haskalah of time. Now, according to that understanding of time, it should really be a different time between here and New York. Because if two people are standing on their rooftops, one in New York and one in Baltimore, and we're sitting on our cell phones, and the guy in New York says, okay, the sun is at the highest point in the sky right now, I'm looking up and I'm saying, but not here, because I'm due west of,
right,
of New York, which means it's not going to reach the highest point by me until about 10 minutes later.
Right.
And Enochanami, until 1884, Baltimore and New York did have different time zones, because they had a different chatzos, and that's the starting point, and everyone would mark their clocks to the center of town, and everyone had different time zones. However, with the eventually the railroad and becoming very commonly used, there was a big problem, because if New York and Baltimore and Philadelphia all had different times, there was much confusion, which led to later fatalities. Because if you had the New York times, you were a conductor of a train with the New York timetable, right, and you were going on those times, and your watch was set on Baltimore time, so then, it was a big problem. So everyone was going on to Kalem trying to figure out what time is it, because every new city was a new time. And there were shift problems, all sorts of problems. So they had to come up with some standardization of times. And that is known as standard time. So how did standard time work?
When was this?
This was May 18, 1884.
AM and PM.
Well, noon, yeah. Now, not everybody was started at that point. Different countries started at different times. The United States, this was our call of standard time. There have been cities and states that have switched back and forth. It's really a function of the Department of Transportation to determine where times are. For example, El Paso, Texas, used to be in the Central Time Zone, and now they're in the Mountain Time Zone. Clovis, New Mexico, was a little snip of New Mexico, which was also part of it. Even Wendover, Nevada, is the only part of Nevada which is not part of the Pacific Time Zone. It's part of the Mountain Time Zone. One little city was parted from the rest of the state. What is standard time? Standard time says like this. Basically, if you look at the lines here, we'll see that line, you have 0 UTC, which is going through Greenwich, which is of course through London. That's 0 degrees. You could divide the world into 24 sections. Each section is 15 degrees wide, because if you go around the circle, around the earth, right, it's 360 degrees around. So basically you take 360 degrees and we want to call each swatch or swath, right, of land a different time zone. And therefore what we do is we take the central part of every time zone is going to be, the central part of the London time zone will be at the 0 degree line. And everywhere 7.5 degrees each way is going to be part of that time. So everyone can have the same time. Even though theoretically time here and there should be different, but it all became the same. So in Baltimore, the center of the line is the 75 degree line, which happens to run through Philadelphia. And you have New York over here, and you have Baltimore over here, and everyone turned their clocks in order to match the 75 degree line. And again, we have 4 time zones in 48 states. The central time zone is 90 degrees, and the Denver is the mountain time zone, and California is the Pacific time zone. Each of those are different time zones, but everybody turned their clock. That's the key at this point, in order to match this point. Now, theoretically, 7.5 degrees. There's another schmooze which we're not going to get into now, and that is that really it should have been 7.5 degrees each way, but for many particular political reasons, and when I say political, I mean state lines and borders and so on, these lines were played around with, because if this was cutting through a city, this line, then you know what? 2 time zones in 1 city. So all these places began to fiddle around, and you have all sorts of funny things happening with the various time zones in order to match the time zone. For example, Detroit, according to this Cheshbon, should have really been part of the central time zone. But they decided they wanted to be an eastern time zone. South Bend had a big, even Ara Yamazed, the battles go on. So when Indiana decided to take on daylight savings time, which is a different schmooze, but that meant that other counties in Indiana said, we're going to have such late nights in the summer, what should we do? So some counties that were under central time switched to eastern time. They were under eastern time
they switched to central times, so that the times would be earlier. South Bend had a whole tumult back and forth and back and forth, and then finally the consensus, the psak was that they would be part of the eastern time zone. The ramifications to Yidden were major, because South Bend never had daylight savings time, so the latest shkia there was at 8:15 at night. Now all of a sudden, with daylight savings time, and they stayed on eastern time, their shkia is now at 9:15 at night. So now they, Seattle, Detroit, have basically the latest times. All of the latest shkia in the United States shkia is Grand Rapids for an Orthodox minyan in town. That is the latest. So why do you have late tzimtzum? Well, Terrence is like this. Let's talk about what happened in these times. Basically, on May 18th, 1884, it was 11:56. It was 11:54 a.m. It was 12:04 a.m. p.m. in New York, because the sun had already passed. And in Baltimore, it was only 11:56 a.m. 11:54 a.m., let's say. What happened was, at that moment, everyone turned their clocks. So, New York moved their clocks back 4 minutes. Baltimore moved their clock up 6 minutes. So it really became artificial time, because that's not the real time. The real time is this time. That's why, in a place like Detroit, this modern is so late. Because really, everybody should have, well, on the same latitude, everyone should have the same modern. But Detroit, one day, it was only 11:28 in the morning, and they announced, okay, everyone move your clocks up 32 minutes or 34 minutes. So that means shkia, instead of being at a normal time of 8:45 at night, was all of a sudden switched to 9:15 at night, right? Because they artificially moved their clocks ahead more than a half an hour. Abazai, the time that Yerushalayim uses today is really artificial. In other words, the money line is going by the true time of Yerushalayim. But one day, and I don't think it was May 18th, 1884, but it was some point in when they decided to make standard time, Yerushalayim moved their clocks in order to take care of this problem. How much did they move their clocks? So Yerushalayim is going by the 30 degree east line. Yerushalayim is 35 degrees and about 14 minutes. 14 minutes, of course, there's 60 minutes in a degree, east of this line, which means, and that's about the Harabais, and I've got different, someone just sent me the Harabais, they were able to determine the Harabais longitude, I think 35 degrees, 14 minutes, someone earlier had said it's 35 and 12 minutes. Now minutes, they're not time here, a minute is a 60th of a degree. Every degree you move over, it's 4 clock minutes change. The bottom line is basically the Harabayas should move their clock 20 minutes and 56 seconds in order to become standard time. They moved it back. They moved it back. Why did they move it back? Because it was 12 noon here, and then it was 12 noon here, and over here it was 12:20. And the Harabais at 56 seconds, and they have to move their clocks back in order to match this time. That's why, again, that's why Chatzai is so early in Yerushalayim, because again, they move their clocks back artificially. Which means that we keep saying, for Seif Makir Shlavana in Yerushalayim, you have 18 hours and 22 minutes. Sucker Michal Michal, no, you don't. You don't have that much time. You don't have 14 hours, 14 days, 18 hours, 22 minutes. You only have 14 days, 18 hours, and 22 minus 20 minutes and 56 seconds to say Kiddush Levana. Which means you have 14 days, 18 hours, and about 1 minute, approximately, to say Kiddush Levana. So in Ezra's Torah Luach, they give you this number, with the 22 minutes. So I spoke to them a marath of it, and I told them Michal Michal is Yisoid, and they said, you're being makel by 21 minutes on your time, as you're giving people an extra 21 minutes to say Kiddush Levana. But it's wrong, because they don't have that, because it's Yerushalayim time is different than it used to be. So they said, no, Rabbi Hanke never said that, but I said it's a Matzias issue. Right? In other words, Rebbe Michal says it, and it's just a question of Yerushalayim playing with their time. The emphasis is one other thing. If that 1 minute is bothering you to remember, so Baruch Hashem for leap seconds. Because what are leap seconds? I believe there have been 33 of them in the last 30 years or so. What a leap second is the definition, you think the definition of time is, you know, the sun goes around, the moon goes, earth goes around every 24 hours and so on. So they came up with a new cheshbon that it's totally in the, I think, the vibrations of the cesium atom going back and forth. I don't know the number exactly. That's the dos eis a second. And every so often, the earth gets off. Right? Every second is, you know, Musa Haskell, as you see the cheshivas of Hazman. I once called, I was talking, I think, I was working on a certain Indian here, and I called in Colorado, the Bureau of Time, and I was asking him some questions. He says, "I'm sorry, sir, we only deal with leap seconds, right? You have a whole laboratory that all they deal with are smamish seconds that they've added in 30 years. You have scientists who've gone on seconds, right? Musa Haskell, every second counts. But anyway, because of that, they've added seconds to the calendar, to the dead time. They've added 33 seconds, and that knocks out basically, this minute basically comes out because it's 14 days, 18 hours, and a minute, minus 33 seconds. So it's really 14 days, 18 minutes, and a half, 18 hours, and a half a minute. So the half a minute, you're not going to get one anyway. So basically, you have 14 days and 18 hours. It works out very nice. And in Baltimore, you have 14 days and 11 hours to say Kiddush Levana. Now, one other point, and that is, and therefore, I mentioned earlier, it's possible to say Kiddush Levana theoretically as late as Yud Zayin Shvat. How? How is that possible?
Now, Lach Lemesi, you go like.
What's that? So, if it goes to 1902. Remember, I mentioned that remember that Itam Labina said that 1902, you have a case where. Remember, it's a very late Maylad. You got a Maylad that's like right at almost Chatzos. Right? It's like 11 o'clock, right? So the certain Ibriyars, it will come out that Shvat, the Maylad of Shvat, will be on Rosh Chodesh itself.
Yeah.
Late in the day, possibly. And that's what happened in 1902. The Maylad was at 4:45 p.m. Which is 4:45 p.m. with the Shas HaMoilad.
Rosh Chodesh was that day or that night?
That was on 4:45 p.m. on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. It was Thursday Rosh Chodesh. Okay, 4:45 p.m. What time was that standard time? So if you take off 21 minutes, 22 minutes, 21 minutes, so with no leap second set, so that was 4 minus 21 minutes. Comes out to 4:24 p.m. on Thursday, Rosh Chodesh. So how much time do you have till to say Kiddush Levana? Now, if you go to what was the latest time for Yerushalayim to say Kiddush Levana? You had 14 days and 18 hours later.
Right.
Which is what time? So it's Thursday plus 18 hours. Comes out to 10:24 a.m.
Right.
On Friday, which is already Tezayin L'Chayish, because Thursday was Rosh Chayish, so Thursday was Tu B'Shvat. So first of all, even in Yerushalayim on Matzei Tu B'Shvat, you can say Kiddush Levana, which is late. In other words, most people say it's very Tezvav, it's very Tezayin.
Right.
How can you say Kiddush Levana? You could.
So late.
Because it was so late, it's shy to say. If you go east to Siberia, in a town called Anadyr. It's 10 hours east of Yerushalayim. It's all the way over, if you look at the map, Siberia is way over here, all the way over there. So if you go there, it's 10 hours later, which means 10 hours after 10:24 p.m. was 8:24 p.m. Friday night. Well, Yud Zayin.
I mean, they get, instead of 18 hours, they get 28 hours?
Correct. Right, because they get 28 hours because they're 10 hours later. In other words, the Maylad by them occurs 10 hours later than Yerushalayim. If you're in Australia, the Maylad, Shas HaMoilad is 10 hours later. You get a 10 hour head start. You might be able to say it to a later day than most other people. So what happens is, now, you can't usually say Kiddush Levana Friday night. But if it's the last night, you're able to say it. So Abazai, if you were in Siberia in 1902, and it'll happen again in 2071, such a hechitimsa, you would be able to say Kirsubana on the night of Yitzayin Shvat. Again, this is just to debunk the myth that you only have to test above. Theoretically, you could say all the way to Yitzayin.
What if Kirsubana Friday night?
Well, normally, you don't say Kirsubana. There are four reasons given. One of them is that it's like Mekabah Pnei Shechina, so it's like the Shechina is coming to Chutzal Tchum. Right? Even though, what does that mean exactly? But it's like Ilu, it's Mekabel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's coming to Chutzal Tchum. Again, it's Al Pi Agadah, and that's why B'Shas Al Chak, if you're stuck, you're allowed to be Mekabel. Yes, that's the whole time. Now, what is the earliest time to say Kiddush Levana? So the earliest time, now there are different shitas here in the Rishayim, but we basically come out that you have 3 days, which is 72 hours. Because we say, before I get to the earliest, I want to make one point. The Beis Yosef brings the Ma'aril. The same Ma'aril that we said earlier, the Beis Yosef brings the Ma'aril that says as follows. If you have a lunar eclipse, remember, when does a lunar eclipse occur? It occurs when the moon is a full moon.
Right.
If you have a lunar eclipse, even if your cheshbon of Kiddush Levana is you have another few hours to say Kiddush Levana, let's say you made the whole cheshbonus, and you came out with your cheshbon and you have till 3 a.m. on Monday morning.
Right.
Sunday night, Monday morning.
Right.
And you go outside at 10 p.m., right, and you say, well, I still got another 5 hours to Kiddush Levana, and you see a lunar eclipse, which means that the moon is covered over.
Right.
And now the moon is covered over, and now you want to, okay, I got to say Kiddush Levana. Now you want to go out at 11 p.m. The moon now appears. Right. I want to say Kiddush Levana at 11 p.m. So I have to say, you can't do it. Why not? Because the Shas HaMoilad is the average moil, is the average time. Really, we learned that the real time is really different. It's just this time of 29 days, 12 hours, and so on, is really different. But Chazal gave us an average time of 29 days, 12 hours, and so on, but realistically it's different. You're not machliyif to go look up astronomy charts to calculate when the real time of the Milad is. You don't have to do that. You're not machliyif to do that. You go by the Milad. But if in front of your eyes there was a Likri Halavana, which is a lunar eclipse, what does that mean? When there's a lunar eclipse, by definition, right, by definition, that is the moment of the full moon, because remember we learned that a lunar eclipse is only when the moon is full, and therefore they're all lined up perfectly, and therefore that's going to be the latest time by definition. When in front of my own eyes, I see that it's a full moon, and now the eclipse is over, which means the moon is getting smaller. So it's too late to say Kiddush Levana. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it. The Maimon Mordechai does bring it. So some of that going to bring it. It's a plea, it's archi, and why the Beis Yosef brought it from the very same tshuva that brings the 29 days, 12 hours, 18 hours, and so on. Half of 29 days, 12 hours, and so on. But Lamaisa, that's halacha. But he also says, let's say there's a solar eclipse, and therefore you know that's the real time of the Milad. You're not mechuyev to count from that time. Let me count from 14 days to 18 hours and so on. You don't have to do that either. It's only if right now in front of me there's a lunar eclipse, that's going to knock off your ability to say Kiddush Levana.
It shouldn't matter what the time of the lunar eclipse is in Baltimore. We're still doing a New Shalim time. So it only would hold if there was a lunar eclipse now in New Shalim. We're standing in New
True. In other words, what you're touching on is that an eclipse really doesn't necessarily mean that that's the Nigur Amiti, which is
unless
the exact time. True, but Lamaisa, we say, even if it's where you are, an eclipse, technically, if you're on a certain angle, you might be seeing the lunar eclipse before they're all really lined up. I mean, that's a good aura, yeah, and maybe that's why.
Not that much.
Well, it could be a few hours, so maybe it could be, because the way eclipses work are that even solar eclipses, in other words, solar eclipse occurs in Shas HaMoilad. Then how is it that the eclipse occurs in Seattle, Washington at 9 a.m. and in Miami, Florida, it's going to be 3 hours later, if it's, right? The Teretz is, it's all totally in the angle that you're at. So it's here's the Earth, and you're standing here or there, and now the big moon is blocking the big sun, So it all depends on the angle you're looking at, and you may have different takes. That's why solar eclipses go so fast, because it's, you know, the Earth is, everything's moving. Maybe that's why, that's a good point, of maybe that's why the Mishnah didn't bring it, because it's not a Raya Mechrachas that's happening. Even if Yerushalayim is not a Raya Mechrachas. If I'm standing in Yerushalayim and there's a lunar eclipse, right? Maybe it's because I'm at the angle, I'm on the far end looking at the angle. I don't know, good point.
You meant solar eclipses.
What's, no, solar eclipse is the Chayesh. Okay, now, the earliest time for Kiddush Lefoyma is 72 hours. 72 hours of the Shas HaBayelet. Very simple. That is the earliest time to say Kiddush Lefoyma. Now, we'll talk about this in a moment. But there are PLP, some Chassidim wait till 7 days. Some wait in the winter, they wait, don't wait 7 days. They wait, you know, right away 3 days. In the summer, they wait. I'll pick up all till 7 days. It doesn't matter. The Gra was not to do it right away after 3 days. Various minhag, but the prevalent halacha is you cannot say Kiddush Levana before the period of the 72 hours, which we're going to calculate in a moment. Just as a side note, halacha is you're supposed to wait till, let's say, Shabbos. The minhag is to wait till, let's say, Shabbos to say Kiddush Levana, but that's only if you'll be able to say Kiddush Levana until Thursday night. If you cheshbon that your seisman Kiddush Levana will be Wednesday night, then the halacha is you don't not believe to wait till Matzei Shabbos. So let's say this month, let's say you say Kiddush Levana Matzei Shabbos. Are you mechuyev to wait till this coming Matzei Shabbos? Can you still say it? Where are we holding it?
Yeah,
you can still say it. So you do not wait. If you didn't say Kiddush Levana is past Matzei Shabbos, you don't wait till this coming Matzei Shabbos because you don't have 5 days next week. You only have maybe Sunday night. You have to be able to say up until Thursday night. Otherwise, halacha is you don't wait. So I have a tzarchin on the Mishabura brings it. Bayelch is Tisha B'av. That Matzai Tisha B'av, there's a whole question whether you do say Kiddush Levana or not. The halacha is if there's a tzibur, you could say Kiddush Levana. So I have to be Shabura. It's again, this year, when Tisha B'av is a Thursday, you should wait till Matzai Shabbos to say Kiddush Levana. And that's Sarchiyan, because Matzai Shabbos is already Matzai Yud Beis.
Right?
Which means, that's connected. Mr. Brewer told me earlier that you only say Kiddush, you only wait till Matzai Shabbos, you have to do Thursday of next week. Here, you don't certainly don't have to do Thursday, you're going to have till maybe Tuesday or whatever. So Sarchiyan on that halacha, therefore, some are not even to say it.
Maybe that could be because, since it's Tisha B'av, the whole receiver is going to do it. Then you're not going to. There's a reason not to do it is because you're afraid you're going to forget. Because because nobody said it before Tisha B'av.
Well, that's, I understand that, but the problem is you don't wait till it says Shabbos because you're nervous that you're not going to have enough days.
The Tzibur's going to do it. It's normally nervous because people do it.
No, so the Tzibur, even when you have a whole Tzibur, you should wait till it says Shabbos. Okay. That's the question of why do I wait? So right. Mr. Shem here, if it's not cloudy, Mr. Shem will say Kishon and say Tisha B'av, like the Mishaburu who says you don't wait till it says Shabbos when you only have 5 days, not like the Mishaburu who says by the Alchem and say Tisha B'av. Now, the din of 72 hours is just like we said that in Baltimore, at the Seizman, we took off 7 hours. The truth is that Tchilas Man will also be taking off 7 hours, which means as follows. If the Mailot occurs on Wednesday night at 10 p.m., so when is the Tchilas Man Kiddush Levana in Yerushalayim? It's going to be 3 days later, 72 hours later. What time is that? That's going to be 10 p.m. It's going to be Wednesday, Thursday night, Friday night, Matzai Shabbos. So Matzai Shabbos at 10 p.m., you can say Kiddush Levana. Now let's say it's the winter time. There is no moon Matzai Shabbos at 10 p.m. on Matzai Shabbos that early in the month. It won't be there anymore. Which means Yerushalayim, you won't be able to say Kiddush Levana until Sunday night. But in Baltimore, it's 72 hours later, but it's really 72 hours later, but that's Yerushalayim time. The Mailot occurred at 10 p.m. Wednesday night. What time was it in Baltimore?
You can do up to 65 hours in Baltimore.
It was 3 p.m., right? It was 3 p.m. on Wednesday, which means I have 72 hours after that, which means I can start saying Kiddush Levana at 3 p.m. on Shabbos afternoon, which of course you can't do. You gotta wait till it gets dark on Wednesday Shabbos. But in Baltimore, you'll have no problem being able to say Kiddush Levana, which means it's a kula in this halacha, which means the people in Australia who we learned to have more time at the end, they're going to lose out at the beginning because
If the Maila, let's say, was on Wednesday in Eretz Yisrael at 5 p.m., which means when it's a Shabbos, they can say Kiddush Levana. In Australia, where it's hours later, they won't be able to say Kiddush Levana when it's a Shabbos. So the bottom line is, everybody has the same amount of time to say Kiddush Levana. The question is, where's your starting and stopping point? The emphasis is we would take up 21 minutes here also, and this has been, every so often, it becomes the Gael and Maisa when you have these Wednesday night Mailas, right at, the Maila is at Thursday morning at, let's say, 1 a.m. Okay. Thursday at 1 a.m. So in Eretz Yisrael, 3 days later is Sunday at 1 a.m. No chance. They can't say Kiddush Levana, must say Shabbos. But in Baltimore, it's going to be 7 hours earlier. So the Mailot occurred at Wednesday at 6 p.m., which means you can start saying Kiddush Levana, I'm going to say Shabbos at 6 p.m. Now it happens to be, you know, Rosh Chodesh Teves, right? We want to say Kiddush Levana, we're davening Maariv here at 5:30. Right? On Teves. So everyone, you know, we go out at 5:50, can't say Kiddush Levana yet, we gotta wait till 6. But you got those 21 minutes that come up, which means you can say Kiddush Levana at 5:39. So every so often, it's Kachut HaSaira, you have that. We recently had, a little more than a month ago, the Mailan was at, the Mailan of Sivan was at 5:40 p.m. approximately. Was it 5? Well, no, because it was dead at 7 cents an hour later. The Maila was at 4:40 p.m. So the question was, on Shabbos afternoon, it was Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan. I'm just going off on a tangent for a second. How do you announce that Maila? Did it happen or will it happen? So what time was the Maila? That's the question. What time was this Maila? So how do you make that calculation? It was 4:40 in Eretz Yisrael. So in Baltimore, it was 7 hours earlier, which is 9:40 a.m. Shabbos morning. But now we have daylight savings time, right? Our time is daylight savings time. So really it's 10:40 a.m. Now, we said, we were Baruch HaChadosh at about 10:30 in the morning at Shabbos. But it still was. Why? Because of those 22 minutes, 21 minutes of the standard time. Really, the Maila was at 10:19.
That was a weak second.
Yeah, okay, so it was close. So basically, we said the Maila was a few minutes ago, that's how they announced it here, because it really was mamish right very close. Therefore, what's very fascinating is that...
Does the Luach take all this into account?
Does the Luach take on what?
Does it take that into account?
Well, the Ezra Luach doesn't tell you the early time. All the Ezra Luach tells you is the Shas HaMailah. Everyone always gives you the Shas HaMailah. So first of all, any Luach that adds the hour for daylight savings time to the Mailah, that's a mistake.
Yeah.
Because that the Mailah is that's the time that we're using for the calendar. If you're adding already an hour for daylight savings time, you may as well deduct the 21 minutes for the 20 minutes and 56 seconds. That time is set. We have to work around that time. Based on standard time. I should mention one other point with the standard time issue. And that is there's some people who are nayig not to make kiddush between 6 and 7 p.m. Because it's the mazel of Madin. Some people sometimes get confused between astronomy and astrology. So they say, oh, you're teaching an astrology course. So they say, no, we learn astronomy. This is not astrology. There's one nekuda of astrology. Yikes is I, those people who say it's an astrology shir, so yikes is one Indian. And that is, the mazel manim, of course, is the mazel of, someone born mazel manim should be a shaykhid or a mayo because he likes blood, right? And so on. 6 p.m. Friday night.
Where?
It's mazel manim.
Wherever you are.
Anywhere, wherever you are. That's wherever you are, 6 p.m. is mazel manim. And therefore, there's some people who are night, they don't make kiddush between 6 and 7. The Be'er Heitza brings it to those Shabbos.
Why that kiddush?
Because you don't make kiddush in the mazel of manim is a mazel of, mazel manim literally means Mars. Right, you don't make kiddush on you don't make kiddush because it's not a mazel to take a shot. You don't make kiddush. So therefore, but that's halacha though. If you switch your clock for standard time, is really different because in Eretz Yisrael, for example, you don't want to make kiddush between 5:39 and 6:39 because 6 to 7 is on the old time. But in Yerushalayim. One day at 11:39 a.m. they moved their clocks up.
the second, is it 6:21? Hold on. When it's really 6 p.m. in Yerushalayim, what do their clocks say? Right, their clocks are back 30 minutes. It's 5:39. They move their clock back about 21 minutes. So they don't say, okay, it's between 5:39 and 6:39. In Baltimore, if you have that minute, you don't say it between 6:04, I believe, and 7:04. Because, again, we played around with our clocks. Just as a side note of a side note, the mazolos are, every hour has a different mazol. There's 7 different mazolos. And therefore, every mazol repeats itself every 7 hours. Right? And every hour of the week has a different mazel. So again, mazel madam is this mazel where again, there's such a meaning not to make kiddush. There are 7 different mazolos named for madam is Mars, and Shapatai is Saturn, and so on. The days, this has such an impact on the names of the days of the week. Because the mazel for 6 a.m. Sunday, remember the Goyim start that day in the morning, is the sun. Chama. That's why it's called Sunday. The mazel for 6 a.m. on Monday is the levana, the moon. The mazel for 6 a.m. on Tuesday is Madan, Mars. How do you say Tuesday in French?
Mardi.
Mardi, as a Mardi Gras. Because that was named Mardi for Mars, after the mazel of that first hour of the day, that mazel, that's what the day was named. And so we live these days, they're named after the same mazolos that we, Klal Yisrael, knows about and has been hugging, revolving around.
But if there's 7 mazels, yeah, it doesn't go, it's not 24 is not a multiple of 7.
Correct. That's why every day of the week is going to have a different... But the week is divisible by 7.
But Friday comes back.
The week is, in other words, you start at 6 p.m., so that 1 a.m. Sunday morning, in other words, whatever the mazel is at 6 p.m. Sunday night, 1 a.m. is the same, and so on. And the week is 168 hours, so it works. It comes back to...
7 days of the week.
Right? But every day of the week, is 6 a.m. is going to have a different mazel. The mazel for Wednesday... Wednesday, how do you say Wednesday in French?
Mercredi.
That's Mercury. That's Lashon HaKodesh. Kaychav. Kaychav is Venus or
Kaychav
is Mercury. Next, 6 a.m. Thursday. How do you say Thursday in French? Judy for Jupiter. Jupiter in Lashon HaKodesh is
Tzadok.
And then 6 a.m. Friday. Friday in French.
Friday.
Monday, which is Venus. And finally, 6 a.m. Saturday works in back of English. You get a Saturday, which is Shabtai. So every day of the week is either named in French or in English. They name Wednesday after or Thursday after other things, not things that match up. But anyway, every day of the week is named either in French or English after the mazel of the first hour of the day, which is the beginning of the day according to the Umas Island. Finally, I want to talk about the ability to say Kiddush Levana on Rosh Chodesh. And to do this, you have to go on a cruise to the South Pacific. On December the 30th, 2027, Habalein L'Tayva, Rosh Chodesh Teves, Chanukah, in Rapa, French Polynesia, in the South Pacific, you could say Kiddush Levana on Rosh Chodesh. When you think about that, that's unbelievable. On the night of, not Matzai Rosh Chodesh, Leil Rosh Chodesh, which is again, we say, people, how can you say Kiddush Levana on Rosh Chodesh? How does it work?
Can you see the moon?
You can see the moon, yeah. You can see the moon, and you got to go. I picked a place where it's Rosh Chodesh, without getting to so give the international date line. This is L'chol HaDeis. This is on the correct side of the date line, and it's Rosh Chodesh L'chol HaDeis in this location. And that works like this: Rosh Hashanah. Now we mix a couple sugyas. Rosh Hashanah of 2028 is uses the get ready, which means the my level is 39204, and Rosh Hashanah is all the way up to Thursday, which means the Mailat is running extremely early, the Shuradik early. Okay? Which means the previous Mailat is on Tuesday morning at 8:43 a.m. And Rosh Chodesh is on Thursday and Friday. Okay, so this is the Rosh Chodesh Teves of 2027. So again, the Mailat is Tuesday morning and Rosh Chodesh is Thursday, Friday. Thursday is the 6th day of Hanukkah. This is the 4th day of Hanukkah. Chav Ches. Chav Ches. Chav Ches Kislev. Now, that means the Mailat is really 3 days before the first day of the month. So the earliest month, right? There was the first day of Rosh Chodesh is Friday. Aleph Teves is Friday. The Mailat is on Tuesday. Now, the earliest Mamar Kiddush Levana is going to be what time in Yerushalayim? It's going to be 8:43 a.m. Friday morning. Okay, but the problem is you can't see the moon Friday morning, right? Because it's 8:43 in the morning. In Baltimore, it won't help because you go 7 hours back, it's still only going to be at 1:43 a.m. But at that time of the month, the moon is not up yet. The moon has gone down already. It's not up at 1:43 in the morning. You got to go further west. Now, I picked the southern hemisphere because it's winter in the southern hemisphere, which means the sun goes down early, and therefore the moon is up early. So this is Rapa, French Polynesia. It will come out, the moon, the earliest time to Kiddush Levana will be at 8:23 p.m. And the moon goes down at 8:46 p.m. And Shkia is probably around
20 minutes?
7 o'clock, right. The Shkia on that night will be at about, I guess around 6, 7 p.m., which means it'll be pitch black, it'll be dark. And until the moon goes totally down, if you're on a rooftop, you could actually have the ability to say Kiddush Levana on the night of Rosh Chodesh, theoretically. Why? Because again, you have this early Mailat, and therefore with that you have the ability to do that. Mitzvah Shem, next week, the sugyas we have left I originally said we'd go through July 31st. I don't know if we need all that time. So basically what we have left is the Tekufos, the Tekufos, which include Birchas HaChama and Talmud Matar. Okay, we need to explain how to do Talmud Matar, and then we have to talk about Shana Muberes and how and why that works. Those are really the main sugyas, and then also briefly talk about the secular calendars and how they are totally in the sun. So Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll continue. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll talk about the Tekufos and everything that revolves around that, which is really the Tekufos are the core of the Indian Hamashar Muberes.